Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, friends, saints, and family. I am your host, Couture, live online right now at 12 noon Eastern in the Okemos, Michigan area. And I'm so glad to have you listening in today. We're going to continue part two of where we left off on last week, talking about the Seder meal. And this is a commemoration of the deliverance of the children of Israel. And it's they're celebrating the night of freedom. And the meal that they were partaking of on the night of the Passover, when the death angel passed them over, told the story of the deliverance. And so what I intend to do today is to talk about each element on the Seder plate and the meaning associated with that element. So we will begin with the shank bone. The shank bone is a piece of roasted lamb meat. It represents the lamb that was slain on the eve of the Exodus from the Egyptian, and is done annually, and is done also on the afternoon before the Passover holiday in the temple. And if you remember, if you watched my post on Facebook, I reminded everyone that the fast always started the evening before, and it ran until the following day that evening. So for 24 hours, there was a fast going on in April on the 3rd. Now, the next element on the plate is the egg, and it's a hard-boiled egg, and it represents the holiday offering bought in the day of the Holy Temple. And if you recall in the reading of the Word in the book of Exodus chapter 23, where God instructed them of the blessings and all that would be associated with memorizing this day, he told them to bring also an offering, that they were not to stand before him empty. And so I just want to say that if you are being blessed by this ministry and you want to sow your seed and be in agreement with me over the blessings that's associated with this Passover season, you can give your offerings on the website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com. Now, as I was saying, the egg, it is a hard-boiled egg, and it represents the holiday offering bought in on the day of the Holy Temple. And the meat of this animal consisted of the main part of the Passover meal. Now, the next element on the plate is the bitter herb. Now, the bitter herb is horseradish or Romanian lettuce, and it's used to remind us of the bitterness of the slavery of our forefathers in Egypt. And we know that Egypt is a type of sin. It's a type of the world. It's a type of bondage. And that's how we are able to make these things relevant to us, the believers, today. So when we go through these elements, see yourself being delivered from sin and bondage. See yourself delivered from the bitterness and the hard things that you went through in your sinful life and how God bought you out and the tears that you shed. Now, the next element on the plate is the paste. Now, this is a mixture of apples, nuts, and wines, and this resembles the mortar and brick made by the Jews when they toiled for Pharaoh. The next element on the plate is the vegetable, a non-bitter root vegetable like an onion, and it alludes to the back-breaking work of the slaves. The Hebrew letters K-A-R-P-A-S can be arranged in such a way as to spell persmach, and that's spelled P-E-R-E-C-H-S-A-M-E-C-H. And so it is a representation of the hard labor that they went through, this non-vegetable vegetation. And now we come to the lettuce. Now, the lettuce is symbolizing the bitter enslavement of our forefathers in Egypt. The leaves of the Romanian lettuce are not bitter, but the stems can be left to grow in the ground and turn hard and become bitter. And, you know, that's just like a sinful past. You know, it can leave you bitter. It can leave you bruised. It can make you hard-hearted in your spirit. And so we want to remember how God delivered us from that. And so now, just for a brief review, because I did do some talking in between, and I want to make sure your understanding stays engaged and connected without any intermingling of my comments. And so we're going to start with the item of the onion on the center plate and what it means. And it's a small piece of vegetable commonly used, and we know it's an onion or a potato. So you want to have that on your plate, or if you choose to participate, because the event of Passover season will end on Sunday, the 11th, this time on 2015. Okay, so what does it mean? It's used. It is dipped in salt and water and eaten at the beginning of the Seder, and it represents the luxury of freedom. It represents the tears of the suffering in the Egyptians' enslavement, and also is an acronym for the Hebrew phrase that means 600,000 worked at breaking labor. So that's what the onion means. And now I want you to go back and I want you to review in your own time what these things all mean so that you can get it committed to your memory. Now, we want to look at the next element on the center plate is the karzit, and it represents the karzit. It's the Romanian lettuce, and it is a Romanian lettuce, and it's ground horseradish, and it's used for the manner in the matzah to make a sandwich. Now, the matzah bread is a bread that has holes in it. It's crunchy, which represents the piercing, the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was pierced, and it is unleavened, meaning that it was sin-free, and it represents the practice of the eating of the matzah and meat of the Passover offering when they are wrapped together. And then we have the lamb shank on the plate, and it's a bone with most of the meat removed, and the meat is removed because the Passover no longer requires that a sacrifice of a lamb be made. So they just put the bone on the plate as a remembrance and a reminder of the sacrifice, the sacrificial lamb. And it's used for nothing. It sits on the plate. It reminds us of the Passover lamb that was offered to God in the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. And it represents God's boundless love for us in passing over our homes when the Egyptians first died in the night, when the Egyptian firstborns died in the night. And our God-given power to overlap and transcend our limitations. So this is what the bone on the plate, the lamb shank, represents. I want to read that again because I wasn't very clear. It's God's boundless love for us in passing over our homes when the Egyptians firstborn died on the night of the Exodus. Our God-given power to overlap and transcend our limitation. And so that's a lot that is represented in the lamb shank bone that is present on the plate. I love reading this to you because we can relate to everything that that lamb shank bone represents. And now then there is the paste. Now, the paste is made of apples and pears, walnut, and wine, and is used for the marah, that's spelled M-A-R-O-R, and it is dipped in to and eaten to represent the bricks and the mortar of the Egyptian enslavement. And so the human ability to manufacture and improve upon God's creation in building a home for God in this physical world. And so that's what the paste was for. They could dip the bread, the matzah bread that we just read about, that was crunchy and pierced. You can dip that into this paste and be reminded of the bitter bondage. Now, let me see. I believe I did share the egg. Let me make sure. The egg is to remind us of the festival offering whose meat was eaten as the main course in the cedar meal and is dipped in salt water and eaten at the beginning of the cedar meal. Now, it represents the joy and celebration of the festival, as well as our mourning over the destruction of the Holy Temple and our hope for its rebuilding. And so there you have, let me see and make sure I got all of them. Yes, I did the bitter herbs, the Romanian lettuce. So you can listen to this again online. Copy the link, email it to others, share in this teaching. They can all benefit from it. I know that it's Old Testament and that a lot of rituals surround the feast season, but keep in mind, in the book of Exodus 12 and 14, God said that we were to remember and that it was to be a memorial forever. And so that's why even Christians stop during this Passover season to recognize what was done. And so please share this link on your websites, on your Facebook, Twitters, Instagram accounts so that other people can prosper from learning about the blessings that's due them. And you can go to my YouTube channel and type in my name, Keturah, K-E-T-U-R-A-H, Jones, and then type in Passover Part 1 and watch what is said about the Passover as well. There is a blessing in this covenant, people, in taking time out to remember and memorialize the miracles that was done by God. That's all he's wanting, is to be remembered for that great outpouring of his manifested power and glory on behalf of his people. Now, yes, that was Old Testament and we live in the New, but those things are symbolic. They are types and shadows of our lives that we currently live today. Christ hung on the cross for us during the New Testament Passover. His body was broken. He was the sacrificial lamb and the egg and the offering and the bitter crying and the paste, and which represents the heart bondage and the sufferings of sin. And so we can find ourselves on this setter plate. We take quiet time aside with Christ to meditate on his word and to read the scriptures the next couple days until the Passover ends. And it's just a show of reverence and respect for the word and for your covenant, and showing God that you remember as he has requested it. I'm telling you, God, I've been so blessed by doing this, as I shared with you through the gentleman that was teaching on this subject in out of the book entitled The Secrets of the Feast. And that's where I first had an encounter with the power of God over this subject. And it hit my life and I was totally changed, above and beyond any other teaching that was out there. This Secret of the Feast made that much of an impact on my life. So you want to get that book, because it is relevant to us today, because he promised, when I see the blood, that I would pass over you. That's your household, your property, the things that belong to you, your children. Glory to God. It's a lot at stake. Glory to God. But when he see the blood, when you apply the blood during this memorial season, he promised the seven blessings would come to you. And you can read about that in Exodus chapter 23. And I remind God regularly of my covenant when those tough times come and I'm challenged in my faith. I remember the covenant promise that was to be given to those who memorialize this Passover season. And so I want you to benefit from it in that way as well. So please don't forget to give your Passover offering, as we are in agreement over the blessings, because he said not to come empty-handed. So please go to my website at www.inspirationalcorneronline.com. There, click the donate button and donate your Passover offering, any amount. I'm not specifying anything. We just want to be in compliance with the Word of God's teaching and instructions. Don't forget to like me on Facebook while you're on my website. Scroll to the bottom and click the Facebook tab. Copy the link when it opens and put that in your Facebook browser. And when you like the page, you will see updates made for the ministry throughout the week. Also, you can follow on Twitter at www.twitter.com/inspirationalmi. And you can see posts, tweets for the week, and that type of thing that I sometimes make there. Don't forget to watch the television program that you may have missed, click on the TV link while you're on the website, and you can enjoy programs that are produced locally. Also, last thing, grab the podcast, subscribe to the radio show, WLCM radio station that I produce on right here in the Charlotte, Michigan area locally. I produce a program, and you can't hear that show except you click on the microphone every Tuesday at 5:30, or grab the podcast, subscribe, and every Tuesday evening when the radio program is uploaded to the podcast, you can listen to the show that's done locally. God bless you. I love you. Have a great rest of your Passover season, and don't forget, these things are open for you to do should you choose. It's not a requirement, but at least you know what's going on. They do serve a glass of red wine with this meal. And you can listen to the lesson on last week of the Passover Part 1 to get the instructions on why the serving of the glass of red wine with this meal. I love you. 1 Peter 5:7 from the Amplified Bible, God cares about you affectionately, and God cares about you watchfully.